Hello, you're listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. It's wonderful Wednesday. How's everyone doing? Happy fall to all of you lucky people who are getting to enjoy the change of weather and the leaves changing. I'm so super jealous because we don't have any of that down here. It's wet and rainy and hot and humid. Just like summer. Yay. So that's how it is down here. Thank God for AC. Last week I was going to be live, but I had to run a replay because my internet was out, and it was out for over 24 hours. So there was something big. I don't know what happened, and that never happens. So I just told Scott to run a replay for me. So I'm sorry I missed you guys last week. For those of you who are new to my show, thank you for joining me. And we have a chat room. And you can come over and you can make comments. And if you want to get into our chat room, it's on Facebook. So you have to have Facebook. But if you go to 12radio.com, on the left menu bar, you'll see the chat button. If you click there, you'll get redirected to our 12 Radio Facebook group. And my producer, Scott, will let you in. Thank you, Scott. Scott is my new producer, as many of you know, who listen to the shows regularly. Christy left. So I'm so happy to work with him. So thank you, Scott, for producing my show. And you guys know I usually have a guest, and I have a really cool one today, our very own 1-2 advisor, Chris Ann Morgan. And I'm going to bring her out here in just a minute or two. I want to share with you guys a couple of things that I always do. My Magic Monday message with this week's affirmation is those who dwell among the beauties and mysteries of the earth are never alone or weary of life. And I found this little tag, this postcard tag, when I was on my travels, and I just loved it. And its message, you know, I had to create a postcard around it. Being interested in life, it's really important, you know. If we're apathetic towards life, that's a lot of times when depression sets in. So focusing on the beauty that surrounds us is much more energizing and interesting than focusing on the negative, right? And it's so easy to fall into that negative. It takes a lot of practice to shift that energy. But for our own well-being, I believe it's a must. And I have to remind myself some days to do that more than others. But it's practice. And I'm pretty conscious of being aware of where my head is at. You guys who know that my book is coming out, I told you 2 weeks ago that the new release date is November 19th. It was originally October 14th, right? 14th, yeah. But it's been pushed back to November 19th. I'm really excited. And I have a book signing date. It's on 111. And I thought, oh, that's so great. So it's on a 111, which are master manifesting numbers. So I thought, well, that's really cool. It's in Miami at Books and Books. So for those of you who are local who listen to my show, I would love for you to come by. I'm going to create a invite and I'm going to post it on Facebook, and I'll probably do that after Halloween. I like the dates I have. I like having 11/19 for the book release. 1/11 for the signing. So I think that those are good omens. So I've been working with thinking about hiring somebody to market, to get me on some podcasts, to get, once the book comes out, to promote my book. And I was talking to this woman who I really liked her, and she put a proposal together for me. It's not cheap, let me tell you. Mark, hiring a PR person is not cheap. So, but anyway, she was talking, because our show today is about intuition. And this is, the reason I want to share that is I'm super excited. And also, my intuition, I've been noticing my old website needed to be updated. And I've been thinking about it and thinking about it. And when I was talking to her, she's a producer. Also, she produces a show, a podcast. She's like, I love the book. I love what you're doing. I love everything. She's like, but you got to update that website. She's like, you got to do it. She goes, as a producer, it's too clunky. There's too much going on. I just want to go right through it and see what it's about and make it clean and simple. And she's like, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you this. I'm like, no, actually, you confirmed what something has been nagging at me for a while. So I had my friend is who did my old website and did it many years ago. And I was like, you know, I contacted him and I said, okay, well, you know, will you do it? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm super busy, but you know, I always make time for you. I'll do it. And I said, all right, well, I'm just going to play around. So I ended up doing the whole thing myself. And he's like, oh my God, you want to work for me? So I'm going to post the link to my new website, and I created the whole thing myself. There's some little glitches that I'm still working out, but visually I think it looks really good, and I would love to hear your guys' thoughts. So I'm going to do that in a second. It's too hard to do both, like reading my notes and posting at the same time. Because I really am excited to bring on my guest, Chrisanne Morgan. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She is born and bred in Chicago. She's a Midwestern girl who's called Boulder, Bombay, and Burbank home. She moved to LA in 1998 and has been there ever since. She's a certified psychic intuitive energy healer, yoga teacher, and respiratory conditioning coach. I've got to ask her about that in a minute. And she's born a psychic, empath, clairvoyant, and clairaudient, and that's just the way information naturally comes to her. Some people can dunk a basketball or sing like an angel, but she can see what happened to you last Tuesday. And I thought that was really cute what she said. So this is from her. She says, back when I started my journey in 2008, my teacher, Laura Day, author of Practical Intuition, suggested auditioning for a psychic hotline. And I did. I chose and still work for the wonderful 12listen.com. I'm also an energy healer, and I started reading Tarot. She's also a contributor to Katie Weaver's online magazine, Luminous, which I'm a contributor to. Welcome, Chrisanne. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Good. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay, so why don't you just tell people a little bit about yourself, and I'm going to post that link in the chat while you're doing that, because I can't do both at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually started reading tarot when I was about 18.
I had
a friend who came to the pool of all places and brought a deck of cards on a rainy day where we were all just kind of hanging out, and it started a lifelong love. But I credit my mom for starting me on this journey. I was a little girl sitting underneath the covers late at night with a flashlight, reading one of her Linda Goodman books, and when I was older, the Edgar Casey, because that's just everything.
Oh, that's who I started with, Edgar Casey, when I was a teenager. I used to go to the psychic stores and get the books and get so fascinated with it.
They didn't have any of those kind of stores where I was when I was growing up, but my mom participated. Like, she had a psychic that she went to regularly, and she would go on. They had these tours around the old city of Chicago. It was a ghost tour with this guy who was on the radio, and you would go through all these haunted places in the city of Chicago. And so it was always, you know, she was always having some sort of a party where everybody had, you know, their leaves read, or they had an astrologer there. So that was how I came up in the world.
That's pretty cool. That's not a bad way to come up in the world, right?
it was a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, my friends and I were always into all that stuff. I grew up in Florida, so South Florida is very different from the rest of the state, especially where I grew up. It's a little bit more progressive, the little area that I'm in. So yeah, so there was a couple of those crystal stores that were close to the house. And I used to love going in there and getting like the incense and getting those books. And Edgar Casey was one of the first ones I actually got. Where I started reading about that stuff. Yeah. Well, Chrisanne, I always ask people, because I'm all about manifestation, what is it that they're working on manifesting for themselves? So you want to tell us what you're working on right now? Like, what are you working on manifesting?
There are a couple of things. I always have a couple of things in the hopper. Don't tell my teacher, because she thinks that we should all just have one thing that we're focusing on. But professionally, I don't know if you saw, I posted it on my Instagram. Oh, it's called This Intuitive Life. Mm-hmm. I created an oracle deck.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one. I know that we're going to talk about, you're also doing a class, what we're going to talk about locally in a little bit. But no, I didn't see the oracle deck. Oh, how cool.
So I've created the oracle deck, and I'm expanding it every day as new things come in. But I created a little movie just to put it up because I thought it was fun. And you can do this and think, some people are doing this, some people who are offering things like this. Create a little movie and you throw it up so that you can actually use it like an oracle. You can press the pause button or you can take a screenshot to find out what card would be your guidance for the day. So if you want to check that out, it's up on my page over at This Intuitive Life on Instagram and on my website too. There's a link. Okay. But I'm manifesting, finding the right people to turn that into a deck and also into an app for me right now. So that's a project that I'm working on there.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll have to talk later because I want to do something similar and I have a vision of doing an app at some point. But right now I'm focusing on just getting the book out there once that's out. Yeah, but so once you work with somebody, if you really like who you find, that's, you know, yeah, that's really cool. Can you post it in the chat or can you not post it in the chat, the link to what you're, or you know what? I can post your website in the chat. Okay. Perfect. Oh yeah. Also just FYI for you guys. Chrisanne said if any of y'all have questions, you can post them in the chat and after the break, she will, answer them if we have enough time. Okay. I'm going to put it, is it on your Chrisanne Morgan website or Intuitive Life or both? I'll post both.
You can post my website. There's a link to it all on my website. Okay. You can find everything.
Yeah. I'm posting both that and your Instagram so people can just find it.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell everybody about the class that you're offering in LA. For the people that are local.
It's a class that I've taught several times now and we taught it earlier I taught it with this wonderful friend of mine, Rob Barnett Media. We taught it for a bunch of media professionals here in Los Angeles in April and it was so much fun and so great. I'm offering it again on November the 16th here in Los Angeles. It's essentially a deepening your intuition workshop that I created and have refined over the years because I really feel like because we live in the kind of culture that we live in and we're always trying to anticipate what might go wrong and doing everything within our power to guard against this uncertainty, especially with what's going on right now, we could use something that's a little bit more trustworthy. We don't need to exhaust ourselves daily trying to go along with our intellect and our ego sometimes. We can actually cultivate and nurture this compass that we've all got so that we can use it consciously, right? Because like you know how they say courage and optimism can be cultivated and we can cultivate our intuition in the same way because we're preloaded, right? We oftentimes don't always know how to use it, but I think probably between the breath work and the intuition class, I think people could benefit by, you know, just knowing how to use the gifts they've already got.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you because in your bio, you said that you are a respiratory conditioning coach. What is that?
What I do, and we've changed the name from breath work trainer. I teach a technique called Spearness Release, which is a respiratory conditioning technique created by a doctor in France. Her name is Dr. Florence Villian. And she, along with a very dear friend of mine from my school days, created this wonderful company and they're bringing it to the United States. It's essentially a way to strengthen and condition your respiratory system. So there's this chain of muscles that exists within our body and it's basically how the diaphragm is connected to the rest of the respiratory chain of muscles, which I won't bore everybody with the anatomy because unless you're an anatomy nerd like me, it might make a lot of sense. But it's essentially a technique that can help take your body from the sympathetic flight or fight response to the parasympathetic where your body gets into a homeostasis in order to not only help people breathe better, it can help asthma patients. It can help expel allergens from your system. It helps athletes perform at a much higher and efficient level because it actually transforms how your body handles stress in whatever form it comes, psychological, physical, mental, and allows people to deal with it on a much more efficient basis. So it's a really simple way of saying I can turn you into a complete perfectly high functioning human being with regards to how your body uses oxygen.
Oh, wow. I love that. Cause, when I gave up smoking, I never had problems when I smoked, but I don't smoke anymore. And when I gave it up, I developed, adult onset asthma. Mm-hmm. And it's actually been okay. But of course I have all my medications, which I want to get off. So I have to, are you offering that as a class on One Two Academy?
Right now I will be offering it online, but because of the nature of the company, the way we have to present the information, we haven't done anything formal that way, but I will. I am actually the only teacher in the United States teaching the technique.
And
I
teach at
a gym called Heroes Journey Fitness, and privately. So, as soon as it's consumable online, and I don't know that just because of, licensing and liability.
Right, sure.
Able to teach it for the 1-2. It's also best taught kind of in person, but we will be doing something online for people. So I'll let you know.
Yeah. So maybe like a Zoom or something where you can connect. Yeah. Because definitely let me know. I would love to take it because that's learning how to bring that into my daily practice would be really good for me because my goal is eventually to get off the medications. I don't want them anymore. I don't want to have them. I don't want to need them. You know, I don't use them. I don't use rescue inhaler. You know, that's only as needed, but I have a daily thing that I have to take and eventually I just don't want to use it. I want to be free of it. So I feel like learning to do the correct breath work for my body would be so appropriate for me. Trusting my intuition.
So many people too. I mean, it works for, there's not a human being that it doesn't work for. So everybody, from those who are ill to those who are superpowered athletes can benefit from it. It's pretty, it's profound. It's one of the main reasons that I got involved with it because I thought it was so life changing. So looking forward to spreading it all over the United States and turning people onto it because it's different than anything that's out there.
Yeah, I think it's so important because I think we hold our breath. I mean, I know I catch myself doing it all the time. I hold my breath. You know, if I'm thinking, if I'm focusing, if I'm anxious for sure, my breath totally becomes shallower. I hold my breath. So I think we all do that, you know. So, yeah, I think there's nothing but that's going to be such a great benefit to people when, you know, you have something when you can offer it to us. That would be awesome. And we'll have to have you back on when it's out there. You know, we can talk about it. So today we're going to talk about, you know, growing and trusting our intuition. And I just wanted to share, you know, what is the intuition? And intuition literally means, I read this somewhere, I can't remember, inner teaching. And I thought, oh, that's really cool, you know, inner teaching. And in order to be able to use our intuition, we must be able to recognize when it speaks to us. Intuition. It's usually isn't loud. It's subtle. And it communicates in different ways for different people, right? Some people get visual messages. I don't get that, such as images that appear, quick flashes. I get it as a hunch, a thought, words, like be careful, you know, or something like that. And I don't know if everybody realizes that we all have it and a lot of us don't listen to it. Wouldn't you say that's true?
I think that's absolutely true. And I think it's even more in the lizard brain because I feel like it was our earliest survival tool, right? I mean, a species that evolved, it warned us of dangers, you know, the big woolly mammoth around the corner or any damage to our well-being.
Right.
I also think that when we're in nature more, and we're away from technology, when we can get away from the cognitive mind being spread thin and having a constant input, we can actually hear it better because you're right. It's subtle. It's in there. Sometimes it's deep and it's a way of being, but I do really feel like we need to quiet down in order to hear it because it's not that we need more information and the constant input. It's that we need to hear the right information. And in order to hear it, we need to get quiet.
Right. And some people get it as, physical sensations, like goosebumps, you know, have you ever had that? I've had that goosebumps and I'm just like, okay. Or that discomfort, that feeling in your gut. That's why they call it a gut response. Like what's your gut response? Cause that's where we feel it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, some people get it as, I guess, like a feeling of uneasiness. I've had that before where I've been in a situation where I felt really uneasy and you know, and I'll say, okay, you're feeling off about this situation, you know, and have to trust yourself. But truthfully, the only way that I learned to trust my intuition more was from learning from the experiences when I didn't listen to my intuition and it got me in trouble.
That's actually an exercise that I go through in my workshop.
Oh, okay. Can you share a little bit what it is?
Sure. I have my students recall something that happened in the past that usually is pretty recent, and thinking back to whether or not they got any feelings about it, telling you to steer clear or do something else. I have a great story about this. And I have them remember how that they felt and just go through and recall as many details as possible, because the best way I know to get more in touch with your intuition is to record it and pay attention to it. And for people who are interested in earnest in learning, you know, you can keep a diary, but it's always usually the most impactful lessons are the ones that we ignore, right? So for instance, when I was younger, I was moving to a different part of the country to be with somebody that I was building a life with. Mm-hmm. And I just felt bad about it. I felt uneasy. I couldn't get comfortable with my choice. It didn't feel right. And yet I was making all of these plans. I had a house full of boxes and I was ready to go. And I kept saying, man, this doesn't feel right. I'm not feeling it. And I asked bunch of my friends, who by the way were also all psychics, and everybody refused to tell me because they apparently just didn't feel like they should get involved. And I ended up moving and it was a disaster, and I moved out 6 weeks later and it was done. That was a pretty spectacular ignoring of the intuition. And in the end it brought me to the 1-2, actually, in a way, that path. So it turned out to be good. But my intuition knew how bad the experience was going to be. And I could have gotten the 1-2 the another way, by the way. But it's just those smack in the face things that we just really are too afraid to just stop and say, no, there's maybe a better path for me, because we're, especially as women, more interested in being polite and taking care of other people's feelings. But that intuition didn't let up.
Yeah, I've had a similar experience. And it was kind of the same situation. I was in Gainesville when the murders happened. I was at University of Florida. And we left for a semester, and I was a University of Florida student taking classes at FIU. Other colleges were allowing you to be a student of that college and take classes for a semester. Oh, wow. And I was planning on going back. I got a dog and everything, but something in my gut just said, you don't really want to go back. It changed. The campus changed. Everything was different. I didn't want to be there anymore, but I had already said I was doing it. So I went back, got an apartment, same thing. And I said, I can't do this. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't like the energy of the place anymore, and I don't want to be here. But I could have saved myself moving, stressing out, the roommate situation. I mean, just so much aggravation. Yes. And I should have listened to my intuition, because my intuition was telling me, you do not want to go back there. And I didn't. The city changed.
Good job, intuition. Good job listening. I love that.
Yeah, so that was oh my God. And I was so afraid disappointing my fam. My mom didn't want me to go anyway, but you know, it was like, said it. So I had to keep my word. Right. But I didn't want to anymore. I had stomach aches around it. It was like the whole thing. It was a terrible time. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
Your body knows when the minute your stomach starts to hurt, you're like, okay, I should probably pay attention to this now.
Yeah, I should probably. Actually, I have a story also that I did pay attention. I was working at – I always bartended and waitress when I was going to school. And I was probably just 21 or something when this happened. I worked at this bar and we closed at 3:00 in the morning. It was super late. And I was driving home, and there was a guy in a van that pulled up next to me. And I had my windows down. It happened to be a beautiful night. I had my sunroof open, listening to music. And he just looked at me and nodded, and nothing inappropriate. And I just got really uneasy. And then I jumped on the highway, and I noticed he jumped on the highway. And he was far enough back. but I had a feeling he was following me home.
Uh-huh.
So I ran through a red light. Like, he stayed far enough back that I wouldn't notice him. I ran through a red light. I saw he ran through the red light. And I said, mother effer, this guy is following me home. Now, I happen to live in a gated community that had a guard at the time. So I went up to the guy. If I didn't, I would have gone right to the police station. But I went to the guard gate and I said, do not let this van. And I think this guy's following me home. And he left. He just drove on by. I saw him slow down, but I knew I was being followed. My intuition told me I was being followed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more that you you keep in touch with that part that wants to warn you, the more you can trust it every time you get confirmation like that. Yeah. I love that as something to do.
Yeah, it was definitely a confirmation. Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now because I already see we're at the half of the hour. So when we come back, we're going to tell more intuition stories, and then Christina's going to help us trust our intuition and learn how to use that. I think that'll be really good. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Welcome back. You're listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, and I have Chrisanne Morgan today, my guest, and we're talking about intuition and how to trust and grow your intuition. I think that a lot of us go against that little nagging feeling or that little inclination that something is amiss, and how we can trust it. So I'm going to let Chrisanne talk more about using her expertise because she teaches a class on it. So share with us some things we can do.
Well, I think the first thing and the most important thing that everyone should do, especially if you don't do it already, is a little meditation. Just because so much of what keeps us from hearing our intuition is our rational mind trying to do what it does. Always searching, always trying to take information in and not getting quiet. And really, if you cannot get centered and grounded and tune into yourself, it's really hard to access your intuition. So that's number one. That's the very first thing. But one of the easiest things that I've learned how to do, in addition to really looking at situations that have happened to us in the past to really kind of verify, oh, that's what that feels like when my intuitive voice comes through, is figure out, like, you can do this in a lot of different ways, but I'm going to throw out some of the easy stuff that I teach. Feeling your yeses and your nos. So if you think about, let's call on Meg Ryan. I just watched You've Got Mail last night, and I love the Tom Hanks Meg Ryan. But
I know, they're so cute.
Why can't I remember that movie? My brain is filled with so many other things. Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the I'll Have What She's Having scene, what's that yes look like for you? That was me trying to make a really terrible joke. I'll stick with my date.
That was When Harry Met Sally.
Thank you, see?
Yes, When Harry Met Sally. Yes, okay.
Doesn't matter. Just give me Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. You've got to identify your yes. What feels like yes to you?
Okay.
And then, my exercise is a little bit more in depth than that. And then what feels like no? Like, is it a strong no? Is it a hard no? What feels like no? And then when you go into a situation, if it hits you as a yes, I've been talking about this a lot lately too, because I like the idea of if something is a yes for us, we're going to feel it as a yes. And if something isn't a yes for us, usually it's a no. So sometimes it's a maybe, and that just means you need to get more information. But learning how you feel when it's yes and when it's no, and pulling that out of your pocket when you're faced with a decision, right? So then you can sit, I really know how I feel my yes, and I really know how my no feels, and this is the energy that's coming forth. It's a really great tool for me for making decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense the way I'm explaining. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. But that's a really easy tool. Go ahead.
No, because you were breaking up a little in my ear, but now I can hear you. No, that makes a lot of sense, and I think that it's especially useful in forming new relationships, whether it's dating, but, you know, dating for sure, friendships, working with people working together, because we get an inclination very early when we meet somebody, and we'll say, and we rationalize, especially if we like, if, you know, we're attracted to the person, we rationalize like a something they said, a behavior, something, you know, oh, well, maybe. And I have learned that will come back, right? Am I right?
You're not wrong. The only problem I have ever run into is that we do ignore our intuition, but sometimes being open to somebody to show them to let them show us their behavior can be helpful, because sometimes in the beginning of a dating situation, not everybody's as comfortable. Now, if you get a gut feeling that this person is a bad person and they make you feel funky in your gut, then just go. Right. But sometimes it's not always harmful. Sometimes, yes, as women, we justify bad behavior because of chemistry, and we completely ignore our intuition. But it's knowing, and I think the key to this is knowing yourself really well, right? Knowing how you feel, having things that help you embody yourself so that you feel really solid within yourself so that you can feel these funky energies, right? So breath work, meditation, people.
Yeah, and you know when you were saying you're strong? Yes, I do this a lot, and I didn't think of it as using my intuition, but I guess it is. I do, if I ask myself a question, I do this. I do a sway test, and I allow my body to either pull me forward if it's a yes or push me back if it's a no, and I do it a lot. So I've actually learned that I trust it a lot. I'll do it with should I take this herb? Should I take this vitamin? Should I, you know, if I'm on the fence about a decision. And I didn't realize that that's part of me honing down my intuition.
It absolutely is, because your body has that innate sense. If you take that a little bit further, if you want to nerd out a little bit with me again, muscle testing with regards to things we should put in or on our body is really effective too, because your body has that innate sense. So you're absolutely right, and I love that you do that. That's really, that's amazing.
I do it in the grocery store. Vitamins, especially because I've had bad reactions to like niacin. My body can't take niacin. I get in the flush. I get hives. So I've learned to do it. So I'll be like at Whole Foods or when the thing, and I'll be holding it and going back and forth. And I'm sure people are like, "What is this girl doing?"
That's hilarious. Well, I live in Los Angeles, so everybody's doing everything out here.
Yeah, that's true. Where you live, especially, people probably wouldn't even look twice.
No. So many yoga teachers, so many people doing alternative stuff. It's
right. Yeah. You're in the right place for it. You're in the right place for it. So do you think men and women are different in the approach of using their intuition? Do you think are women better at it, or men better at it? What's your professional opinion?
I don't necessarily think that either sex is better or worse at it, but I will say, because of societal conditioning, women don't own their voice as much as men own theirs. And that's only because, as women, very often in a patriarchal society, we're taught to be polite before we listen to ourselves, and we read the room before we make a statement one way or the other. So sometimes as a woman, it can be a longer journey to really own your own voice and trust it. Mm-hmm. Men are taught to trust their voices from a young age, and they grow up with completely different conditioning. But that doesn't mean that somebody who's really intuitive won't just kind of go right into it. It depends on so many different things. I know that was not the answer you were hoping for, but
it makes a lot of sense. And like you said something earlier, I think during the first half of the show, is women, sometimes we are such people pleasers, you know, that we will not listen to our intuition is speaking to us, but we ignore it because somebody is telling us something else, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think we do that more than maybe men do. So I don't know if men even realize it is their intuition that they're tapping into. They may just think, you know, they're just feel so self-assured, you know, and something.
What I love is I've had the good fortune to work with as clients and in my classes, a lot of really amazing men.
Mm, cool.
And I feel like they, I don't know. I've never found a guy that hasn't appreciated as much as a woman. And I love working with them. I don't even know what I was bringing that up about, but I feel really lucky that I've had a good mix of people, and it's not just something for women. And I think it can be so, and especially, I mean, everybody kind of already knows they have intuition. So people don't really know how much they can grow it to use it on a conscious level, but there's so many different ways that you can apply it. You can apply it in work. You can apply it when you're apartment hunting, if you're online dating. I mean, I've used it to help solve crimes. I've used it to help find lost items. I've used it to help make decisions on where to go eat lunch or, you know, about a job interview or hiring people to, you know, for different things. It's amazing all of the different ways we can use it to actually consciously benefit us because we're making really good decisions. And P.S., I'm not saying just sit and hold some crystals and go with a whim.
Right.
It's much more practical than that.
Mm-hmm.
What comes through in your intuition is then something that you can go and you can vet it, right? Usually mm-hmm. the very first thing, and I'm pretty sure Malcolm Gladwell and a host of other authors will back me up here, your gut feeling is so right on the money that then when you go and research it all, you find out that the first thing that came through your intuition was the one that was absolutely the right one.
Mm-hmm.
What's so profound about it?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And when people have heard me tell this story, when I was getting the idea to do the postcards to the universe, I had actually heard it in the middle of the night. I heard the words in my ear. I was almost asleep. And my gut told me to get up and buy the domain name. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I had no idea even what it meant, but I bought the domain name that night at like 1 o'clock in the morning from GoDaddy. And then I didn't do anything for a year.
Nice.
It just sat, but something was really strong that said, like, yeah, buy it. And now so many years later, I have a book coming out, you know, and yeah, so many stories. So yeah, your intuition is your internal guidance. It really is. And learning to trust it, because I don't believe that your intuition is ever going to steer you the wrong way. Wouldn't you agree?
I completely agree. I feel like it's always connected in with our higher selves.
Right.
I think the only way that we go down a wrong way is if it's the logical or like the ego, fear mind, you know, because we can get those feelings and they're fear-based, right? And we're convinced that because it's a feeling, it's got to be our intuition, and that's not always the case.
Right. Yeah, because it's the right answer for you. Trusting your intuition just means it's the right answer for you. That doesn't mean it's right for anyone else.
True. But yeah, good.
Yeah. Because I just want to, because I think people always are like, well, I'm right. That means you're wrong. No, I'm right because this works for me. You're right for what works for you, right?
Yeah. And because we all have the free will, we can invite somebody into the reality where it's right and they'll know too. And they might, you never know, but I agree with you completely on that one.
Yeah, because you may be deciding whether you want to take this job and somebody else that you know is also up for the job and your intuition is telling you no, but for that person it's maybe a yes. That may be the right place for them or moving or whatever. There's a couple of questions in the chat, and I can't believe we're already at 1:45, so we only have like 10 minutes left, which is insane. It goes by so fast. So if you want to take, if there's anything else that you want to say about, that you feel is really important about for us to learn how to trust our intuition and grow our intuition more before, and then maybe you can go and tackle a couple of those questions.
So if you're looking for fun exercises, there was a time that I actually predicted sports outcomes for a think tank in San Francisco, and being forced to actually tune into something that had an outcome that I could then see in real time that wasn't going to be something I'd have to wait for a long time to unfold was a really fun way for me to do an exercise that caused me to use my intuition. So I recommend that. You got to use it. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like a muscle, and it's something that needs your constant attention to cultivate if you're interested in deepening it. So I would do things or like check out or like do a little remote view, and you can look this up as well, like on a restaurant that you're going to, so you can taste the food and feel the ambiance. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be right when you just kind of sit and let your impressions come in. And remember, it's usually the immediate thing that comes in first, because then once your logical brain gets a hold of it, it usually turns into a logic exercise, not an intuitive exercise. So.
Oh, that sounds fun. So if you're deciding whether you want to go here or you want to go there, just kind of sit back, tune in, and you're on your mind's eye. Like, don't Yelp it. You mean like.
Don't Yelp it. Use your mind. Use your inner Yelp.
Your inner Yelp. Oh, that's fun exercise.
And figure out whether you can restaurant 1 star or 5 and just sit and kind of let the information come. I've never been wrong.
That's a really good idea. I'm going to have to practice that, because sometimes I'll be like going out and I'm like, all right, do I want this or do I want to go here or do I want to go here? And I can't decide because I'm a Gemini, so I usually want to go to both. Cool. I like that. All right. That's really awesome. So I don't know if you saw, Mary had a question and she asked about a message from her uncle Bob, who recently passed. Yes. And okay, so we'll do that one first, and then Denise has a question after that.
When I first saw that, Mary, I really feel like Uncle Bob isn't ready to come through to communicate yet. I do feel like he's taking care of himself for the very first time in a long time. I think all of his time on Earth was spent helping other people and taking care of others and not taking care of himself, but it's a big transition. It's been a huge leap for him, to spend so much time incarnated and to be where he is now, that I don't know that he has all of his facilities to be able to communicate. And I feel like he's still unformed and in a little bit of a chrysalis state with getting adjusted to the other side. So he's not coming through with a ton of messages, but, Mary, for you, I'm getting that, you have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and be willing to make yourself vulnerable to take a risk, because they're showing me that something's getting set to rights for you, and that you're going to get what you need, but there may be just a slight delay. If you can kind of flip your expectations or they're showing me you turning something around 180 degrees to perceive it differently than you see it now. It should make some sense to you if you can just turn it around and avoid feeling bad about it or getting into any sort of a victim consciousness about it, and just know that it's all unfolding for your benefit the way that it's happening right now. But it's going to unfold good for you. Things are going to get set to rights, is what they keep saying.
Good. Well, thank you. That was nice. So Mary, if you want to chime in and let us know if you resonate with anything that Chrishan said, that would be great. All right. So I don't know if you saw, Denise also said, she'd love a message. The last 2 years, major surgeries in October, November, respectfully. She believes the trend is over. Anything to pay attention to this year for the upcoming time frame?
Lay down your burdens, Denise. I do feel like right now this Pluto transit is definitely coming in and helping you put to bed some really old ways of thinking about yourself, right? It's time to up level. I feel like what's coming through is that you're being called to graduate past this. And there's some conflict that's going by the wayside. I think it's an internal conflict about the way that you see yourself and the way that you see what you deserve, but it also looks like you might need to focus a little bit more on what's actually going right and what's actually going well for you. That surgery trend, I do also believe, is over, but it's definitely time to cut away from some old beliefs about yourself, because I think that your body hears everything that you're saying. And I don't know that some of the things that you're saying to yourself, you would say to other people. And I feel like your senses and your cells and your entire body hears it and pays attention. So another thing I would say was that everything that's cropping up right now as a physical symptom is your body trying to speak to you and try to communicate with you. So I would listen. I would tune in and listen, because I really do feel like there's some things that are emerging for you to heal and release during this Pluto transit. So go deep. It's time to just kind of see where the ouch is and take the source of the ouch away so that you can heal it, because I really do feel like you're done. I really do feel like you're done with that trend, and you don't need to do anything moving forward. I think that you're getting the message this time.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that is a good message for everybody, because we can really use our intuition for our own health, right? So if something is, so if something is not feeling right or sitting right in your body, how, as I know you're an energy healer, so how would we, like, what kind of questions can we ask our body that would help us tap into our intuition? Because she just went through 2 years of surgeries, so she's obviously dealing with her health. So now that she feels that she's on the other side of that, to Denise and to everyone, like, what kind of questions can we ask ourselves to check in with our health and see what our intuition says?
I've always done that, and I'm a big Louise Hay fan, and, you know.
Me too. I love her.
Failure of life from a very young age. So in her school of thought, it teaches that there's always a metaphysical cause for any physical symptom that we've got. That doesn't mean we don't take Western medicine and use every tool in our disposal to heal things. But like, for instance, bad breath oftentimes can mean that we have a lot of inner turmoil or judging ourselves or some inner self-loathing or something like that, or our feet and our knees can be keeping us from moving forward. Pain of any kind is usually, you know, guilt. So we can just sit, and it's pretty simple, I think. What are you trying to tell me? And sometimes we can even write it down, right? You can, here's another intuitive tool. You can change chairs and listen to that part of your body. You can do this in a lot of different ways, but you can actually change the chair from where you're sitting and think about what your knee is trying to tell you, and maybe just journal a little bit. Let the writing come right through you, because it's just another part of yourself that's trying to express, right? It's not like, it's really not as big. Wow, I keep getting, lay your burdens down. Everything is going to be okay. So if that's resonating for everyone, they won't stop talking about it.
That's resonating, I think, with me a little bit, because I woke up this morning and I have some things going through my head, mm-hmm. and it's been bothering me today, and I'm like, all right, what's going on? What's going on? So I like the fact that you said that. So I'm going to take that. Anybody else, it's for you too, but I'm taking it.
Well, there's also a big transformation that you're going through, Melissa. Mm-hmm. You're definitely, I don't know, I think my Instagram post was for you today, because you're about to do this little phoenix stunt, because I think you're letting go of something pretty profound and welcoming a new thing in, mm-hmm. dying to be reborn, I guess, you know, is the meaning of the death card is. But it's also time for balancing back out a little bit and making sure that your priorities are all matching up with one another, because if you focus too much on one area, then the other areas kind of flag or get behind for you, and we need to keep you spinning all the plates at an even speed, they're showing me, so that you're mm-hmm. giving water to all of the plants in your life that need plants, and, you know, kind of taking care of yourself as your own best friend instead of, I don't know, there's a sense they're showing me of needing help but not actually needing help, that you can keep it going all on your own, and you'll keep everything moving at the right tempo, but it's all based on your inner kind of metronome. Mm-hmm. So
that makes sense.
And good for you, sister, because I'm seeing some good money and good solid kind of like a beautiful unfolding of your own embodiment and your gift, like giving your gift to the world and being in this place of like beautiful independence, not of not needing people, but of just being so much your own best friend and so much your own person that it's almost magnetic and things will come to you as when you express yourself in that way.
I love that. You just gave me goosebumps. So that's that's great. Thank you for that. That was unexpected and very much appreciated. And I totally get what you're saying to me. Yep. So I think you're right. I think there were some messages for me today that I needed. I posted a quote, which I love. And this made me think of you when I saw it today. Mm-hmm. Her intuition was her favorite superpower.
I love it. It really everybody's best superpower. So I encourage everybody to dig in and use it. And, you know, if you follow me over at Instagram, mm-hmm. I give kids a little tidbit. So jump into the fun over there.
Yeah, definitely. So tell everybody, because we're at the 1 minute mark, how is the best way to find you And I know you're offering some classes and stuff, so why don't you share that before we say goodbye?
My website is www.chrisannemorgan.com, and I know that my spelling is interesting, so you can Google it or you can find it here on the Facebook chat. My Instagram is called This Intuitive Life. So if you look that up on Instagram, you should find me, and it's got my name, Chris Ann Morgan. So come and play. I love to talk to everybody on the Instagram page and be in contact, and I try to post every day with all my 1-2 peeps. So
good. And they can find you on 1-2 Listen, right? If they want to talk to you.
That's the thing I probably should be shouting the loudest, is you can find me on 1-2 Listen to get a reading. If you want a little bit of this goodness for yourself, I'm always here. All of my readings are, you know, grounded in the desire to help you get clarity and for your own highest good. So come and play. And if you want to join me, 7:50 a.m. Pacific, I do a collective meditation. I'm not a meditation teacher. I'm just meditating myself at that time. And I invite you all to join me, because together, I think if we all meditate together, we can really bring some light down here on the planet. And I think it's needed.
Me too. Perfect way to end the show. Thank you so much for being my guest. And thank you guys for tuning in to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we manifest in the world. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week. Ciao.